Since Mr. Dodsworth had retired, he had had all the time in the world, and he was just having 5 minutes when the doorbell went.
Who's this, Emily? Who's this? Is it you, Miss Prothero?
It is.
I didn't expect to see you.
I was beginning to think I'd got the wrong house.
Why? Had you been stood there long?
A minute or two.
No, it's the right house. Number 59, the Dodsworth residence.
I rang twice.
To tell you the truth, I was just having 5 minutes.
I'm surprised. You were the one who couldn't abide a nap.
Was I? You'll take your coat off.
I was waiting to be asked. I shan't stop.
No, but...
I still have my back, so I'll keep my undercoat on. That's my undercoat you're pulling at.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
This time of year can be very treacherous.
Spring, summer, autumn, winter. To Miss Prothero, the seasons were all potential assassins.
And I'd best keep my hat on as well. I don't want another sinus do.
Mr. Dodsworth was about to bear away the fainted form of Miss Prothero's swagger coat when she stopped him.
I'm forgetting my hanky.
I'll pop this on a hanger.
There's half a dozen people I ought to go and see. Only I thought you might be feeling a bit out of it. I said to Doreen, I know Mr. Dodsworth. He'll be wanting to be brought up to date.
What on?
What on? Work! Warburton's!
Oh, work! No, no.
I'm sorry I came, then.
But what I mean is, of course I do want to be brought up to date, but to tell you the truth...